Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root. Listen as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you are listening to Episode 7 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. Today, I have a great special guest with me. I have Raj Kapoor. Raj is the Executive Vice President of the Center for Project Management, which he joined in 1992. So, Raj, welcome today.
Well, thank you, Darren. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. You're out in the Pacific time, right?
We are out in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Ah, hopefully it's beautiful there today.
Yes, sir. The fall leaves are falling, and looks like a great holiday season.
You know, Raj, I recently did a podcast with my regular co-host, Dave Weil, and we talked a little bit about change management in that podcast. And I know that you're really an expert in this concept of change management, but before we head down that road, and I want to really kind of delve into that here in a few minutes, tell me a little bit about what the Center for Project Management does.
Sure, thanks. Well, the Center for Project Management is a professional services and education firm. We've been around since the mid-70s, and our focus and expertise lies in the sort of holistic approach to maturing the project management capability of the organization. Our clients range from large to, you know, Fortune 500, large agency, public sector, to small organizations across many, many different industries. And in our experience, the method, the discipline, the approach to successfully delivering projects is the same. And change management is an integral component to that approach. What we often do is bring a blend of education, leadership, coaching, and guidance together with methodology, a disciplined, structured approach to addressing these needs of the organization. And ultimately, what it delivers for the business are more predictable outcomes. And that's what we're all looking for.
So, you know, the majority of our listeners are accounting firms, Raj, as you probably
sure.
know. Some large, you know, some small. And mm-hmm. so as an example I would have is, you know, let's just take a large firm as an example, because oftentimes change comes even more difficult for them because they have to get a lot more people on board. And it's more expensive, I suspect. But if I have a large accounting firm and I'm wanting to implement a whole new process or a whole new set of software and processes related to maybe my tax preparation process, is that the kind of thing that you guys step in and sort of help facilitate and make sure that that project and that process, that change, happens effectively and efficiently?
Absolutely. This is a perfect example of where the center is engaged, because in that example, as you said, it's a blend of both new technologies, new business operations, and a great deal of change for the stakeholders across the organization, including the leadership, the practitioners, the support staff, as well as even the customer. So that change reverberates across and outside of the business, and this is a perfect example of where we jump in and help the client.
So, you know, I talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of accounting firms a year. And, you know, a lot of firms are kind of afraid of change to a degree. Certainly practitioners are busy all the time. And so change, when they're thinking about putting new applications in, especially for maybe the smaller to mid-sized firms, you know, they turn to one of their lead practitioners and say, here, have at it. You go take care of this. And oftentimes it doesn't go all that well. There wasn't a lot of thought put into the process up front. And so change is really difficult and a lot of times it doesn't go, like I said, go well. So talk to me a little bit about how one of those kind of firms would start thinking differently about how to even approach change?
Sure. Well, I think it's a great question. And in our experience, it all begins with the vision. What is it that this change, that this new technology, in this example, might bring to the business? And quantifying that so that the host organization, the client organization, with this partner that's been nominated, selected to drive this new technology into the business, we need to understand what exactly is this value? Why are we doing this? What's in it for us as an organization? And building that vision, quantifying it, is a very important first step, because that then gives everyone an understanding of the payoff to the business and also helps them to then take some ownership for how they individually, in whatever role they may play, can contribute to that vision. And this vision is then what we consistently revisit to justify and to clarify why we're doing this. Because as you said, change can be scary. And having a clear vision really helps to reduce those fears and concerns, and also gives us that important perspective that I understand, it's worth it, because these are some significant improvements that we as a team can experience and I individually can experience. So I'm in and I'm ready to go. This is the starting off point that we want to see and that we help to devise for the client by bringing that value proposition to the forefront.
So I guess, what normally happens in a firm is, a few partners get together and they've gone to a conference or whatever happens, they've heard that, this is, there's something new they should be doing. And they, like I said, they get together and they decide, yeah, we're going to move forward with this. And so it sounds like, to me, one of the biggest mistakes maybe they make up front is they don't get enough buy-in from all the stakeholders, maybe just from the partners. Is that what you see?
It is. And buy-in can be both emotional, but it also comes with some responsibility. Because, as you said, going to a conference, reading a magazine, anecdotally learning about some new opportunity that business might or should invest in is a great start. But we need to very clearly define what that means to the business, because it's a commitment. And the sooner we can clarify that commitment, both in dollars, in hours, in that overall investment, this helps to then create a more realistic view of what we might be getting into. And again, gives us that perspective as to whether or not the payoff is really there for us. Because we've all run into what looks like a good idea, but taking it to the next step and deciding whether or not it's an investment we should make is where the project begins and change management begins.
So I got to imagine there's a huge difference between taking a seat of your pants approach to starting a new project and taking a professional approach. So really what we're talking about here is taking a professional approach to real change in an accounting firm.
That's well said. And I also want to temper that with the fact that this is also a very practical and straightforward thing to do. As we opened our discussion, you'd mentioned that in larger environments this can be more complex, and that's very true. Both project management discipline, change management discipline, these are universal truths as we see it, meaning regardless of the size of the business, we really need to take a professional, disciplined approach, but we can scale that and make it friendly and appropriate to any size organization. So in the smaller firm example, we want to borrow from these disciplines the appropriate tools and techniques that fit our business so that we can quickly move through this, but in a systematic, very measured approach. Because again, in our experience, that systematic approach is what helps to ensure success. In the absence of that, we're left with hard work and a great deal of passion and belief. But in the absence of that structure, oftentimes the payoff isn't there for the business. So we want to find that careful balance and then move quickly through it so that the client gets what they were hoping for.
Okay. So just to take change management a bit farther, I understand now we need a professional approach. We've sat down, tried to get really professional or stakeholder buy-in emotionally, and what they're going to have to do to make some changes in their work life to make all this happen, right? So that's getting all that up front and kind of said and agreement, I guess, across the board is probably a first step in change management.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well said.
So once I do that, what do I do next? What's next?
Sure. Well, it's about building a plan. You know, it's understanding across the business this new change. And let's take the paperless, the transformation to a paperless environment in a tax accounting firm as our case here. Well, that implies a great deal of change up and down the business, from leadership down to the administrative team. And our next step, once vision is clarified, is to plan for this. Plan both from a business process perspective, from a technology perspective, both hardware and software, and from a client perspective. How up and down the business are we going to accomplish this? Who is responsible for what in this project? So it's taking, again, it's introducing that project approach. It's not a situation where we want to say, okay, let's purchase this software and hope for the best. Let's plan this and estimate this, and then assign the collection of activities to the right people, and put them in a position. And now I'm speaking to the leader of the tax organization. Put your team in a position to succeed by ensuring your estimates and your expectations are clear and realistic. Because we're all working with very few resources these days. That's just the reality for all of us. So to define success here is to define a reasonable and practical plan that our team can absorb and reasonably undertake. That's the next step.
So, Raj, I want to stay with our example of a tax. We're going to go from this paperless tax process. As you define that step of this process, is it important for the organization to first document what the old process is, or does that matter at this point?
It's very important, and I'm glad you brought that up, because understanding where our process is today, where it's strong and what we want to maintain, and how this new software, this new business approach will affect and change that existing process, then tells us the scope, really, of the project. Because that then begins to define exactly what it is that's moving, that's going to be different when this future state that we're looking for. So absolutely, imprinting on our current process. And by the way, you know, in a fast-moving business, oftentimes that current state analysis, done very quickly, by the way, opens up some eyes, because sometimes we're all so heads down focused on our part of the work that we don't really realize, oh, I see the big picture here in a way that I may have not understood before. So it's actually this whole taking this disciplined approach and again, like you said, identifying current state can actually bring the team together. Because now we see, okay, I see where I'm handing off the baton to the next group, and how if I'm slow or fast or not communicating well or any number of things, it really affects others, right? So my team dynamic tends to improve here, because now we're all in this change. We all have to account for our piece, and again, that payoff will benefit all of us as well. So that's absolutely an important piece of it.
Okay, so we've kind of gone through step one and step two here, and we've gotten people on the same page, hopefully. We've cast a great vision. We look at the pieces and parts that we think make sense to change. What happens? What's next?
Sure. Well, then we're going to, moving forward, we're going to at some point here introduce this new technology, because we've identified, as you said, current state. We've identified future state. We've assessed the software and hardware implications of all of this, because going paperless is not just a software component. There's a hardware component as well, right? So and with all of this in mind, and with our plans and estimates, we are now underway. Our solution provider, SurePrep, for example, is coming in the door. They're bringing in their best of class capabilities, and we are now working with that organization to implement these new systems. And one of the key activities in this area is training. Because with all this new introduction, we need to formally, again, one of the themes that I'd like to introduce here is to the leadership, speaking to the leadership. Always put your people in a position to be successful. Training is an important piece of that equation. Because if I can formally introduce these new technologies and processes, my fear in my team starts to subside because they begin to develop a mastery and an understanding of what it is and how to use it and how, you know, hey, wow, using this really speeds me up and this makes this a lot easier and I can do more with less. That's what everybody keeps telling me to do and now I can actually do it. So the training piece is a critical piece here. As well, and not just for the practitioners, but also for the leadership. Leadership needs some training here, of course, in the technology, of course, in the new hardware and all of the moving pieces here. They also often need some guidance and support in leading the change. Because, you know, introducing the new software, making the purchase decision is not where their job ends. Their job begins at that point. They have to be the one carrying the flag, continually reinforcing the value, because there's going to be some low spots there, right? It's any change is a bit difficult. It can be frustrating, but that's part of it. Any growth, you know, we move up and down in that cycle, and we eventually get to a more mature state. Well, this is where that leader really needs to be front and center. So training is both for the practitioner as well as for the leadership to absorb this and begin to, you know, enter it into the system, and that's the next step.
So a couple things came to my mind as a practitioner while you were talking through that for me is you know, you mentioned SurePrep, which is, you know, our sponsor for our podcast, and for our listeners that maybe don't understand what SurePrep does, that's a component piece that is really sort of a scanning, organizing, identifying tax documents and populating tax software and also helping you create work papers around that particular process, which is, as most of our listeners would understand, that's a big component of the tax process. So, Raj, how often when you get into, let's say you're dealing with, you're helping a new client put SurePrep, implement SurePrep into their practice, then you get, you know, you start looking at that and you say, wow, this scope is maybe even bigger than SurePrep. You know, the tax process is how I gather documents up front, how I, you know, deliver that document back to my client. You know, there may be portals that come into play here. And do I want this to be on my on-premise software? Do I want this to be in the clouds? And, you know, all these pieces and parts. So do you normally see sometimes as you really sort of dive into these things, the scope can expand a little bit to say, you know, yeah, we're solving a pretty sizable piece of this problem, but boy, there's more to this.
Well, yes, and this is exactly why taking a project management approach to these sorts of efforts is so important, because as you said, understanding the true scope of the project makes or breaks the project. Because what am I signing up for? Am I signing up for a new software that I purchased? Am I signing up for a new business process? I'm signing up for all of it. And the implications of that need to be fully understood so that when we scope and define the project, again, the responsibilities, the roles, the investment in time and dollars, it's accurate and it's appropriate to the nature of the project. And in the tax industry, organizations moving to a paperless environment is nothing less than a transformational change. It's a fundamental core business process that is changing. And
absolutely.
And we're working, you know, right? And we're working in a very traditional culture, typically,
yeah,
with highly, highly experienced, highly intelligent individuals who are masters of the business that they're in. So they have
of doing it their old way, right? So that,
yes,
that's obviously and they, one of your big problems.
Absolutely, and they have a great sense of ownership about how they do their work. So,
yeah.
And understandably, so when we think about the scope of the project, there are very tangible elements of that scope and some what we might think of as intangible elements of the scope of just absorbing and understanding what this means to me as a leader, as a partner, to my organization, and again, to my customers. So yes, the scope in many ways, and you made some great examples there of some technology implications of portals, of other systems within the business, both technology and business operations, that also might be affected by moving to a paperless environment. So in working with, and that's why SurePrep is so good in this business, because they are leading edge organization in this software and services domain, and they understand the implications and help to guide their customers in that way. And our collaboration with them has brought another level of capability from a change perspective in driving these kinds of efforts forward in an appropriate manner. So it's a great model that works.
Well, I mean, Dave Wild, the CEO of SurePrep, has always been a pioneer, or at least, you know, for the last number of years, a pioneer in the technology components, workflow components for the accounting profession. I mean, he's pioneered some major changes that have taken place all the way across the industry. It's really been pretty amazing. So back to our example, Raj. So I've got, you know, I've done some appropriate training. Do I pick a test group of clients that we do this for? Do I do it for my firm? You know, do I just say, hey, we're doing it for all 1,000 clients, or do I do it for 10? How does that happen typically?
Sure. Well, and the answer is it depends. It depends on a number of factors: the size of the organization, the client base, the readiness for the change, the existing environment. We talked a little bit about that and understanding where that is. Depending on the degree of change that this paperless initiative might bring, would drive us to a pilot approach, or we might be in good shape to roll this out to our entire organization and to our entire customer base. These are questions that we answer in that first stage of planning and assessing the project, the scope, and the best approach. And certainly, let's take, for example, a larger environment. A pilot approach is often a common way to move forward. They might take a particular office, might get organized for this, do a rollout, right? Develop a very smooth approach, get the kinks worked out, and then with that understanding and that comfort, begin to then roll it out systematically to their other locations. It just really depends. The important and the common theme in either scenario is taking a project/change approach to this with a methodological, systematic style in how we move forward. We don't want to be experimenting. It's not necessary.
Right.
It's interesting that in small environments and large, I should say, actually, the entrepreneurial spirit can sometimes get the best of us. Right? I don't have time for this. We've got to move forward. Right. We don't have time to plan. All of these kind of, you know, failure's not an option, right? And I get it. I'm an entrepreneur. I have been from the start. But it's balancing that spirit, that passion, and that confidence with some structure. And that's the trick. So, and our rollout approach is measured by that early kind of assessment of what's best for the business.
I think, you know, my takeaway, I mean, I've really enjoyed this conversation completely, but, you know, what you just said I think is a great takeaway for most, particularly small practitioners, is, you know, yeah, we think we can just take on everything ourselves and we just get it done and you know, pull up our bootstraps and go, but that's not often the best way to go about this, and there really is maybe a science to change. Would you agree with that?
I do, and the way I like to speak to this is that it's a blend of both art and science, meaning we're dealing with emotions, with egos, with beliefs, with traditions, and we need to mesh and integrate all of that which, by the way, of course, is unique to each environment, that blend.
True.
We have to take all of that, right? We have to take all of that, and then we have to apply it and integrate it into some appropriate structure so that we, and instead of pushing against and maybe fighting against some of those less tangible but very powerful elements, we leverage them, right? We pull from them and use them so that we have the wind at our back, as opposed to, you know, constantly driving into the wind. And by again building that vision and doing the things that we've talked about today, planning appropriately, really understanding the business, leadership, carrying the flag, constantly driving the value to the business, large or small, why we're doing this, how it affects you and me, how it affects us, right? These are the things that enable, this approach enables us to leverage that culture, those beliefs, those leaders, right, in support of this. And it's a really winning approach. So it's again, I would hope the listeners would really take from this. One of the key pieces is there's both an art to it and a science to it. So embrace both components.
Yeah. Well, Raj, we're out of time today. This has been an awesome discussion. I think that everyone that listens to this can take away something, whether it's they're changing their tax prep process or anything else, as to taking a more professional approach to change in our firm. So thank you for your time today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, Darren. And I'd like to leave our listeners today with an opportunity. If they go to sureprep.com/change, they can download a white paper that provides a roadmap and some great perspective on what we've discussed and more today around the change management challenge and how to bring a winning approach into their organization as they look at bringing new technologies and opportunities into their business.
Well, Raj, I was remiss. I should have brought that up because you guys, just to expand on that just a bit, you guys did a white paper that is posted on SurePrep's website, correct?
Yes, we did. We did. We, in our relationship with SurePrep, we are partners in delivering, you know, best-of-class services to the SurePrep clientele in this area. And to help SurePrep's clients really understand the approach and give them a very knowledge-rich and information-rich takeaway. Anybody can jump on their website. And again, if I might, let me just repeat it. SurePrep.com/change. And they can download that white paper. It gives you a roadmap and some perspective on how to address this and how to bring some change management best practices and a project approach to driving change into your accounting firm.
Yeah. Great. Well, that'll be a great resource for our listeners today. So again, Raj, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Darren. It's been a pleasure being with you today.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.